AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. Another U.S. city has been rocked by fatal gunfire, this time Farmington, New Mexico. Our Ed Donahue reports.
At least three people were dead and multiple others wounded near a local park. Schools were put on lockdown. Police in Farmington, New Mexico say one suspect was confronted and killed on scene.
Police have not yet identified the gunman nor a motive. Former President Trump alleged the FBI had violated the law when it investigated possible ties between his 2016 campaign and Russia. Sagar Magani reports a special prosecutor's probe has concluded.
It's the long-awaited end to John Durham's four-year investigation. Trump said it would uncover the crime of the century. Instead, Durham's findings were underwhelming. His report offers withering criticism of the FBI, failing to critically analyze information that ran counter to their Trump-Russia collusion narrative. There was a guilty plea from a little-known FBI employee, Sagar Magani, Washington.
An attack today at the office of a Northern Virginia congressman. A man was arrested after swinging a bat, injuring two of Congressman Jerry Conley's staffers. Chicago has a new mayor. Brandon Johnson's been sworn in. He's vowed to crack down on crime that's plaguing the city.
A safe Chicago for all. No matter what you look like, who you love, or where you live.
In some communities, it may be easier to prevent a drug overdose death with new vending machines stocked with an antidote. Here's our Lisa Dwyer.
A growing number of cities and local governments are using vending machines to distribute the overdose-reversing drug naloxone. The machines are often set up at libraries, post offices, and other public buildings.
Stocks ended higher. This is AP News. New Zealand's prime minister is calling it a nightmare. At least six people, maybe more, were killed when a fire spread through a lodge that houses visitors. Evacuations continue in western Myanmar after damage from a powerful cyclone.
Video shot from a car shows roads strewn with uprooted bushes and cyclone damage, with the sound of high winds and rain. Rescuers have evacuated about 1,000 people trapped by seawater 12 feet deep along western Myanmar's coast after powerful cyclone Mocha injured hundreds and cut off communications. Some deaths have been reported. Winds blowing up to 130 miles per hour injured more than 700 people. Water was still about 5 feet high in flooded areas on Monday morning, but rescuers have had some success as the winds calmed. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
You eat well, you work out, but did you know 99% of Americans are still mineral deficient? That's where Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder comes in. It's your daily foundation for better mood, natural energy, immune support, and nervous system balance. Formulated from nature and backed by science, it's a simple habit that makes a big impact. Because your body doesn't make minerals, and today's food and water don't supply enough, with Concentrace, you'll feel the difference. Go to TraceMinerals.com and start with minerals. Start with Concentrace.